I want to spend 10 minutes reviewing what Obama is saying, because Obama is saying that it's up to the people. It's the people that is going to stop Trump. All right. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel. If y'all not a part of the Patreon, I just posted it today. Today, we are going to be live streaming to figure out how we can capitalize off of this market. Okay. Here's Obama speaking and talking his talk, still getting paid for appearances. Millionaire Obama. Make a Netflix series. His wife got a trash podcast. Obama. Talking about, now. If I had did that. The Trump administration is tumultuous at best. Okay? And me and Michelle, we were having this conversation with Sasha and Malaya, and I couldn't figure out for the life of me why the American people would even consider electing such a man that would trample on your civil liberties. But the conclusion that we came to is, it's up to you guys, the voters, the constituents, the people. And my lasting legacy is, you guys have to stand up for what Sasha and Malaya, their future depends on it. Your future depends on it. So we're going to go and make another Netflix documentary. I'm going to narrate the next National Geographic Dolphins documentary. And I'm going to call Michelle and her brother. Have you guys seen the latest, in my opinion, podcast from Michelle? Something special. Here's Obama, ladies and gentlemen, breaking down why it's on the people to stop Trump.
This has to do with something more precious.
Can I get a job as a speechwriter for Obama, man? Can I get my Saturday Night Live check? Can I get an appearance on Saturday Night Live? Can I get an audition? Something? Dog, honestly, I have not seen this. I only seen the soundbite. I seen like a 15-second soundbite on Instagram.
Which is, who are we as a country, and what values do we stand for? And now, this is not just an abstraction, and I think this is one of the challenges that we have. And I saw this even before the last election.
Yes! Honest to God on my father's grave. Honest to God on everything that I love. My daughter is on a plane right now on my daughter's life. I did not watch this clip before I showed it to you guys. I did not. On everything I love, on my mama's life, on my own life, God knows, on everything. I only seen a 15-second clip where he was saying that the people had to stand up. I did not know that he was going to say that. On everything I love, I did not know he was going to say that. Promise to God. I promise to God I didn't know. Let me rewind that, bro.
And I saw this even before the last election. I think people tend to think, democracy, rule of law, independent judiciary, freedom of the press, that's all abstract stuff because it's not affecting the price of eggs. Well, you know what? It's about to affect the price of eggs.
He's so disconnected. He don't even know that we brought down the price of eggs. That was basically up because of the bird flu and the decimation of our chickens under the Biden administration. Don't worry about it, Obama. We're going to get there. He's so far away and removed. Listen, that smooth talking, that don't work on us no more, big dog. We know what you gave us. We know you gave us the sassy brigade.
One of the things that has distinguished us in the past has been this basic idea that we are a rules-based society. What that means is that, you know what? I can support one candidate instead of another, and I don't have to worry that the police are going to come harass me or my customers.
He don't even write his speeches no more. He just freestyling. Listen, Obama, we done with Obama. We done with you, big dog. Unless Obama can sit here and tell us what happened to that chef inside of his kitchen. We done with Obama. We don't want to hear from you. We don't want to hear from Michelle. We don't want to hear from Michelle's brother. We don't want to hear from none of y'all. He freestyling. He is freestyling. He not even saying nothing. Do y'all still get encouraged by what Obama is saying right here? Do y'all, honestly, nope. Question. I'm going to read the Cash App shortly. Do y'all get impressed and do y'all get inspired by Obama? And I was talking to Michelle. Do y'all get inspired by what is going on with Obama? Just a question.
Customers. That's what happens in other places. That's what happens in Russia.
How about to make me throw this water bottle at my camera?
We take for granted the idea that we don't have to pay bribes or hire somebody's cousin in order to get a business permit.
What the f*** is he talking about, bro?
That's how we built the economy we did. That's why this place worked.
And I'm accurate, and I hit the camera.
It is up to all of us to fix this. It's not going to be because somebody comes and saves you. The most important office in this democracy is the citizen, the ordinary person who says, no, that's not right. You know, it has been easy during most of our lifetimes to say you are progressive or say you are for social justice or say you're for free speech and not have to pay a price for it. And now
I don't know what he's talking about
where,
either.
You know what?
But they feeling like he's so prolific. If you go into the comments of ABC or any of these other channels that has aired some of this stuff, you know what they're saying inside of the chat? Oh my God, greatest president of all time. I see them say the same thing with Jasmine Crockett. I would vote for her. I see the same thing with AOC. Man, listen, this is how Democrats finesse y'all. This is the way that Democrats have finessed y'all. Don't worry about it. I put on my Apple Watch. You're going to see why inside of the vlog that I drop probably tomorrow. I got to make sure that I get my steps in. Want to close all of my rings. 30 minutes workout, 12 hours of 12 different instances within the hours of standing up. And I got to get at least 1,000 calories on my Apple Watch. So I got to make sure that I close all of my rings every day. I'm dedicated to making sure that we make sure that we healthy as ever. But this is how Democrats have finessed y'all. They have really did a number on y'all. They can talk about nothing. Trump gets criticized about the fact that, you know, they say, oh, he's not as articulate and all of this stuff. He has cadences or whatever, but Trump speaks to you directly. He gives you access. He doesn't shift the conversation. He's not word salading you to death. He gonna tell you, hey, listen, we put in tariffs on these other countries. They're reciprocal based off of the fact that we did these calculations. I got some guys in the back. I'm not an economist, but I'm a businessman, and I know who to hire the right people to put in place to find out what the piss they charging us. Homie in the back, I got a quant. That's what they said on The Big Short. His Asian quant. I got an Asian quant in the back. My Asian quant came up with an equation. And he said that this is what they charging us, and so we're going to do reciprocal tariffs. We're not going to have people coming into the country illegally. You know, they've been using this CBP One app. We're going to change it to CBP Home, and we're going to let them self-deport. We're going to get Tom Homan out there on the job. He's going to find these immigrants in these places, these illegal migrants that ain't doing the thing that they're supposed to do. They're going to get to the back of the line. He just break it down very simple and just tell us, Obama and them, they've been finessing us since the beginning of time. Keep on lying to us. Keep on talking real slow. One word per minute. What? Just tell us the real. Okay, so you continue to fund these government programs to ensure that things is going on behind the scenes that's benefiting you and your friends, and you got super rich after getting into the White House. You didn't go back to Chicago. You're building the presidential library, and Michelle got a bad podcast. That's the truth.
Not enough just to say you're for something. You may actually have
look at his foot. Why is his foot turned?
Do something and possibly sacrifice a little bit.
What is his foot doing?
So, is that even a real if you're man? A law firm being threatened, you might have to say, okay, we will lose some business because we're going to stand for a principle. If you are a university, you may have to say, figure out, are we in fact doing things right? Have we in fact violated our own values, our own code, violated the law in some fashion? If not, and you're just being intimidated, well, you should be able to say, well, that's why we got this big endowment.
Yeah, like universities are going to forego hundreds of millions of dollars in research and development and grants from the federal government because they want to continue to stand with diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is one of the most disingenuous speeches that I've ever heard in my entire life. But go ahead. Let Obama get y'all removed. Depend on your own endowment. Go ahead and turn into a private college and see how that play out. Or meet the expectations and stop letting people in based off of diversity, equity, and inclusion and let people get in off their own merit. And we're going to do things the right way. Stop letting men play in women's sports in the NCAA. Think about this for it. Look at what Obama is saying to y'all. And y'all actually go with this stuff. Y'all raging liberals, y'all look at it. There are universities that want men and women's sports and they're willing to put hundreds of millions of dollars on the line because of it. That makes sense to you? That's not a human rights or a civil rights violation. The human rights violation is letting a man beat up on a woman in a women's sport. Y'all willing to let Obama talk y'all into letting men go in women's bathrooms and forego all of the millions of dollars that go over to these universities because you want to be woke? Oh, yeah, listen to him. Let him lead you down the same way that he finessed y'all the first time. Remember when black people voted for Obama and said, I'm voting for him because he's going to give us reparations. I'm voting for him because he's going to do a lot for black people. How soon you forget. How soon you forget that y'all was all on the black cause, the black of the black, blackity, black cause. And y'all said that he was going to look out for y'all and take care of y'all. And he didn't even blink your way. He didn't even look your way. He didn't even think that you was worthy of anything other than... Listen, you know what Obama did? He did the same thing that everybody else do. What's up, my brother? Gave you the dap on the backhand side. Y'all said, look how black he is. Look how black. Look, he from the hood. Man, Obama didn't... Listen, bruh, Obama had white girls. Obama had them snow bunnies hopping everywhere, smoking cigarettes, you know? just bust Susan down. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Hope? That's how he got his whole slogan. Hope turned into success. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Ah, Michelle. How you doing? Obama had him some snow bunnies. He was smoking cigarettes. Y'all thought he was cool. Look at my president smoking. Look at him smoking. And y'all just went right along with the get down to the good down, didn't y'all? Fell right hook, line, and sinker. Whoop. Right on in there. Let's vote for him because he black. Oh, no, he black. He can come to the barbecue black. And he wore them Levi's that I recently bought that I had to take back to the store. He wore them mom jeans. And then he sung a little bit of Al Green. And y'all just black women, the same thing that all of the rest of the leaders do, just got you hook, line, and sinker. Vote Obama.
For most of human history, and to this day in most of places in the world, there is a cost to challenging the powers that be, particularly if they're abusing that power. And this idea, and I've noticed this among some wealthier folks who, you know, after George Floyd, they were right there, and a bunch of companies were talking about how they cared about diversity and they wanted to do this, and they were all for that. And
I wonder, when are black people ever going to hold Obama accountable for what he didn't do for y'all while he's sitting there holding other companies accountable for doing the thing that's in the best interest of their shareholders and their bottom line?
They are mute right now. But what that tells me is it was okay when it was cool and trendy. And when it's not, not so much. And that, I think, is what we have to, each of us has to examine in our own hearts. Is all right, we say we're for equality. Are we willing to fight for it? Are we going to?
That's nice. All right, we done with Obama. Some people, you know what the funniest part about this conversation is? When the, and I'm going to read the super chat shortly. When people were saying, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? I wonder if Trump can run for a third term. You know what the headlines that I was seeing? It would be Trump versus Obama. Trump would mop the floor with Obama. Trump would absolutely mop the floor. Now that we see through all of the fluff and all of that stuff, Trump would absolutely mop the floor with Obama during an election.